Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
30815.
Thank you. And can I have your first and last name?
Joyce Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T.
Thank you. One moment. And could you verify the address that's on this account?
298 Del Rio Road, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815.
Thank you. Okay, on this account, I see that it has the foot massager that comes with the online gadget store membership. And how may I help you today?
A foot massager?
Yes, ma'am.
I've got one charge on 1223 and another charge on 123. I only got one foot massager, and I sent it back because it didn't work.
So the foot massager was a welcoming gift into a membership that allows you to buy other types of electronic devices. The membership allows customers to get a $125 gift card for $49.97 a month.
I don't want it, and I haven't received anything except that one foot massager, and I sent it back.
Yes, ma'am. So for the membership, it's sent to your email. It's a gift card voucher. But if you no longer want this account, I can have it canceled so you don't receive any more charges.
And I want a refund on at least one of these charges because I don't have anything from you all. Nothing.
I can get you a courtesy 35% refund for the January charge.
Well, what about the foot massager that I sent back?
Okay, so I'm not sure why it was sent back. If you said it did not work, we can just get you a reshipment, but you didn't have to send it back.
Well, I sent it back. I don't have it.
We can get you a reshipment for that item.
I don't want a reshipment. The thing didn't work.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's the most we can do in regards to an item not working. We can just send the customer out a separate one that will work.
So, in other words, I'm being soaked $49.97 for something that didn't work, and then I've got an additional charge for January for nothing because I haven't received anything except that foot massager.
Yes, ma'am. So you weren't to receive anything else that was physically mailed to you. It was sent to your email address. But for the January charge, I can make that a 50% refund.
I want all of it back. Because I don't have it. I don't have anything.
Yes, ma'am. The most I can do is a 50% refund.
Well, I guess I'll just have to call my credit card then and tell them what's going on.
And we'll provide our terms and conditions that will make that a valid charge. But as a one-time courtesy, I can get you a full refund for at least one charge.
Well, I do want that much, but then when you receive the foot massage back, which I paid money to send it back, when you get that back, I want a refund on that, too, because it didn't work.
Yes, ma'am. So since we don't accept returns on those type of items, it'll never officially go back to us. It'll just arrive back to you.
Well, I hadn't gotten it back.
Yes, ma'am. So we don't accept those. So more than likely, you can contact your local post office. They can tell you where that item is, but we don't accept returns for those type of items.
You know, this is a ripoff. If you can't send something back when it doesn't work, and then you say, well, I should have got it back. No, I have not gotten it back. And the post office is not going to keep up with all of that kind of stuff. That's not their responsibility. It's my responsibility.
They will still have the tracking number for the item.
Well, you give me credit for $49.97, and when you get the foot massager back, I want some credit on that. If you can't
the
give me the whole
thing, 3 to 5 business days, and we'll send you a confirmation email.
And the email is from who?
The email will come from Top Consumer Deals.
Well, until I get some credit for this, which I don't have anything for $100 worth of charges, and until I get some credit, I'm not done with it.
Yes,
I don't
so
just
once
hand
the
out.
Refund will take 3 to 5 business days.
All right. But
okay,
I better get more
all.
than just.
Okay, well, thank you for contacting customer service. Have a great day.
Bye.